nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, August 5th. Happy August! And you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric. I'm the host. Happy to be with you here this Saturday morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the hour. But before we get to that, a couple of things to mention, some business, if you will. First up, here's a chance to learn about your community health center, Community Health and Wellness Center of Torrington and Winstead, during National Health Center Week. You can stop over at Torrington's Community Health and Wellness Center on Midgeon Avenue on Wednesday. That would be the 9th. For a celebration, it's got free services including car seat and safety checks, free COVID vaccines and boosters, fun activities for the kids, free refreshments and giveaways, and a chance to meet with dozens of community partners. Our own Dale Jones is going to be broadcasting live from 11 to 1 from Torrington on Wednesday as well. So it's a great event, free for all. Celebrate National Health Center Week with WZBG and Community Health and Wellness Centers from 10 to 2 Tuesday in Winstead, 10 to 2 Wednesday in Torrington. We will see you there. It's a great opportunity. Also, a piece of business to mention, a traffic note. If anyone in our listening area uses Town Beach Road in Morris, town officials have posted that a highway crew will be working with an excavation crew to replace the culvert on East Shore Road next to the Town Beach Road. So East Shore Road will be closed to traffic at that location starting Monday, August 7th, and may remain closed for up to 2 weeks. The Town Beach will remain open during the road work. Anyone wanting to access the Morris boat launch will need to approach from the Allen White Road end of East Shore Road. So keep that in mind, all right, for the folks out in the Morris region, that's going to be happening. East Shore Road starting on Monday. They're going to be replacing that culvert on East Shore Road next to the Town Beach Road. So be aware. And that's the business for this morning. So now that the business is out of the way, we can get to what we're all hopefully here for, which is theater. To talk about theater, to share some theater stories, to play some theatrical music. It's just me this morning, not really. I mean, I'm going to be joined by a Broadway performer. Not literally joined. She's not going to be here. She's not going to be on the phone or anything like that. But in spirit, she will be here. She's celebrating her birthday on Monday. She'll be turning a certain number of years old, but I won't tell you because that's just not polite. But she has been in an abundance of shows on Broadway. City of Angels, Scarlet Pimpernel, Les Miserables, Victor Victoria, Kiss Me Kate, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Anything Goes. She's been in film, she's been in television. She is a tremendous, tremendous talent. I'm talking about Rachel York. Rachel York, who is Broadway, TV, film, you name it. Lovely woman, funny woman, talented woman. You can't go wrong by putting Rachel York into a project you're working on. And so since her birthday is Monday, we're going to celebrate her here on Backstage today by playing some songs that she has sung, theatrically speaking, over the years. Now, she was born in Orlando. At the age of 19, she went out and she found a talent agent, and she performed for him, and a talent agent by the name of Bill Timms. She performed for him, and he signed her immediately. He was immediately struck by her ability. She can do drama. She can do comedy. She can be seductive. She can be, your girl next door. She's got this unbelievable range. It's just staggering. So why not feature her here on Backstage on WZBG? And we'll start with her Broadway debut. She made her Broadway debut in the musical City of Angels, a great musical. If you're not familiar with it, it's the story of this sort of pulp fiction writer whose character is now becoming fodder for film. right? He wrote these books and they were popular and they're being turned into movies. And so you see what the writer is going through trying to manage his character and the movie business and his personal life. But you also get the character. You get, you know, the world of this pulp writer, this film noir sort of world, comes to life. And so, what is it? Stein, I believe, is the author. And his character is Stone. So you get to see Stein's life, and you get to see Stone's life, and how they work together, and how they can work against each other as well. It's really, really interesting. Well, Rachel York made her debut as the character Mallory. Mallory is this... She's sort of the MacGuffin, and if you know... If you know film, you know that the MacGuffin is the object that you're searching for, right? It's the central object that sort of gives the plot its momentum, if you will. And so in the film noir world, the Detective Stone is sent to find the missing girl, Mallory. She's a beautiful girl, but of course she's rebellious and a bit wild and so on and so forth. And that was Rachel York. That was her Broadway debut. The production opened on Broadway in 1989 and closed in 1992. Ran for about a year, a little over a year, because it opened in December 89 and closed in January 92. To relative success. It's probably due for a revival now that I think about it, but I'm rambling. So here from the original Broadway cast recording of City of Angels, we have Rachel York in the role of Mallory with her big song, Lost and Found.
Mr. Detective, you've been looking too hard. You should have started looking in your own backyard. Lost and found. Lost and found. You've earned your salary searching for Mallory. Wanna play lost and found? Well then, here I am on the lam. You've been assigned to find out where I've been, and now you found me in your bed. And though my daddy said to turn me in, why don't I turn you on instead? Teasing lips, pleasing
Rachel York as Mallory from the original Broadway cast recording of City of Angels. Great number, that, Lost and Found. And again, as I said, it's a fabulous show. If you're not familiar with it, I strongly suggest you check it out. It's just very different, you know, and cool in all the best ways. So, you know, if you're a theater company and you're looking for something to put onto your season, I might suggest City of Angels. It can be done big, you know, if you have a big facility, you can. It certainly can be done big. If you want to scale it back a bit, you can do it in a, you know, in a medium-sized or a, one of the larger small, if you will, on the big side of small venues. So just a thought, putting it out there. Anyway, so yeah, that was her Broadway debut, and she certainly made a smash. And then she moved into some other things. She played Fantine in Les Mis for a while, then ended up in something called Stephen Sondheim's Putting It Together, which was an interesting show where prominent performers sort of looked back, did a retrospective, if you will, on Sondheim and his catalog. It premiered in England in 1992, went to Broadway in 1999. And it's been done by some very important people. The Broadway cast had Stephen Collins, Christopher Durang, Michael Rupert, Rachel York, and Julie Andrews, who came back to, that was the off-Broadway production. And Julie Andrews was coming back to New York Theater after quite the absence, and Rachel York was part of that. So that's her talent level. You know, Julie Andrews is a standard unto herself, and Rachel York was able to meet that and be part of that off-Broadway production. So, again, this is not some fly-by-night kind of person. Rachel York is unbearably talented. So, here from that off-Broadway cast recording of Putting It Together, we'll do a few. This first one is a very tongue-in-cheek song, so I'm telling you now, it's very tongue-in-cheek. It's called Bang. It was a concept song from A Little Night Music, and it's supposed to be about the parallels between combat and romance. And I'll put it that way. So here from the off-Broadway cast recording of A Little Night Music is Bang.
Bang! The war commences! The enemy awaits in quivering expectancy. The poor defenses, the penetrable gates, how terrible to be a woman. The time is here, the game is there, the smell of fear, like a musk, pervades the air. The bugle sounding, the pistol steady, the blood is pounding, take aim and ready. A bang, 20 minutes small talk, 30 at the most. Bang, two or three to pour the schnapps. Bang, 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 half a minute to propose the necessary toast. Bang, the tunic opens, bang, the trousers fall. Bang, the foe is helpless, back against the wall. Bang, an hour and a quarter over all. And bang,
20 minutes to arrange these bloody awful flowers.
Bang,
can I get away with more?
Bang, bang, bang.
Then I have to brush my hair, and that could take me hours.
Bang,
a fit of vapors.
Bang,
no, that's too quaint.
Bang,
a racking cough, and then a graceful faint.
Bang,
a lengthy lecture.
Bang,
on self-restraint.
Bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang.
The battle rages.
Bang.
Whatever ground I gain, I fortify remorselessly.
Bang, bang!
The foe engages.
Bang.
By shifting the terrain, how pitiful to be a woman.
Bang!
Attack!
Bang!
Retreat!
Bang!
Lay back!
Bang!
Reform!
Bang. Bang.
Outflank!
Bang!
Deplete!
Bang!
Move up, and then restore! The siege succeeding,
bang.
The time grows shorter,
bang.
She lies there pleading,
bang.
I give no quarter. Bang, a foray at the elbow, salvo at the knee.
Bang,
bang. Fusillades at breast and thigh.
Bang,
bang, bang,
bang,
bang, bang. Then when she's exhausted, bang, a fresh sortie.
Bang.
I taste the conquest,
bang.
The taste is sweet.
Bang, bang.
She lays her arms down, welcoming defeat.
Bang, bang.
both sides content, secure position. All passion spent, discuss conditions. How terrible, how pitiful, how glorious to be a woman.
He's a peacock, I keep forgetting.
The quarry senses a momentary pang.
It's all so foolish, why am I sweating?
The war commences.
Bang!
There you go, bang, from Stephen Sondheim's Putting It Together. Here on Backstage on WZBG, and very tongue-in-cheek, as I said. You know, it's clearly supposed to be taken metaphorically. Take it how you will. That was Michael Rupert with Rachel York. Again, that was the off-Broadway cast recording. Up next, we have Rachel York doing a solo piece. This is a song that was originally in A Little Night Music and repurposed here for Putting It Together. This is The Miller's Son.
I shall marry the miller's son, pin my hat on a nice piece of property, Friday nights for a bit of fun. We'll go dancing. Meanwhile, it's a wink and a wiggle and a giggle in the grass and a trip, the light fandango, a pinch and a diddle in the middle of what passes by. It's a very short road from the pinch and the punch to the paunch and the pouch and the pension. It's a very short road to the 10,000th lunch and the belch and the grouch and the sigh. In the meanwhile, there are mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and a lot in between in the meanwhile. And a girl ought to celebrate what passes by. Shall marry the businessman, five fat babies and lots of security, Friday nights if we think we can, we'll go dancing. Fumble and a tumble in the sheets and a foot, the Highland fancy, a dip in the butter and a flutter with what meets my eye. It's a very short fetch from the push and the whoop to the squint and the stoop and the mumble. It's not much of a stretch to the cribs and the croup and the bosoms that droop and go dry. In the meanwhile, there are mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and there's many a tryst and there's many a bed to be sampled and seen in the meanwhile. And the girl has to celebrate what passes by, or I shall marry the Prince of Wales. Pearls and servants and dressing for festivals, Friday nights with him all entails. We'll have dancing meanwhile. It's a rip in the butt
bustle and a rustle in the hay, and I'll pitch the quick fantastic with flings of confetti and my petticoats away up high. It's a very short way from the fling that's for fun to the thigh pressing under the table. It's a very short day till you're stuck with just one, or it has to be done on the sly. In the meanwhile, there are mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and there's many a tryst and there's many a bed. There's a lot I'll have missed, but I'll not have been dead when I die. And a person should celebrate everything passing by.
The Miller's Son, again, from Stephen Sondheim's Putting It Together, the off-Broadway cast recording featuring Rachel York, who is celebrating her birthday on Monday. And you, of course, are listening to Backstage here on WZBG. And, again, so talented. It's not fair. It's not fair. And I would never be in a competition with her for a part, but still, it's not fair. You know, some people are just unbelievably talented, and it's... Don't get me wrong. I am not jealous. I am thrilled that people like that are out there, because it gives us, on the Broadway level, people to go see and entertain us and amaze us. And you even see that in our community theater world, you know? There are people that I have seen perform in community productions that could be professionals, that could be on Broadway, no questions asked, you know? We are so blessed in this area to have the kind of talent that we have, and to have the theater companies that we have that put on these great shows. So, you know, if you can't make it to Broadway, if Broadway is too cost prohibitive, check out your local theaters. They are doing amazing work. Absolutely amazing work. Why don't we jump into one more from Sondheim's Putting It Together. Rachel York sang on so many of these tracks, and I could feature her, you know, the bulk of the hour just based on this, but I don't want to do that. We'll do one more, and then we'll switch over to some other shows that she has been part of, all right? This is Rachel York with Stephen Collins with a song from Into the Woods. Now, the review, when it came to the United States and was off-Broadway, it was given a bit of a plot. You had an older couple, Julie Andrews and Stephen Collins, and a younger couple, Michael Rupert and Rachel York, and you had a commentator, Christopher Durang, the playwright, by the way. And the two couples interact with one another, interact with each other. And it's all happening at some black tie party in a penthouse. And so while Rachel York isn't there with Stephen Collins, they cross paths. And of course, there has to be tensions, so that there can be conflicts, so that there can be resolution, and so on and so forth. So here are Rachel York and Stephen Collins with Hello, Little Girl, which originally is from Into the Woods.
Look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. And fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello, little girl, what's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled.
But slow, little girl, hark and hush. The birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. Utter perfection, one brittle, one supple, one moment,
Mother said,
my dear.
Come what may, follow the path and never stray.
Just so, little girl, any path, so many worth exploring. Just one would be so boring. Look what you're ignoring. Think of those crisp, aging bones. Then something fresh on the palate. Think of that scrumptious carnality twice in one day. There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal.
Mother said not to stray, still I suppose a small delay. Granny might like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl.
Hello, Little Girl, from Sondheim's Putting It Together, the original off-Broadway cast recording, featuring Rachel York, who celebrates her birthday on Monday. And this is Backstage on WZBG, and it's 9:30, so we're going to pause for a quick word, and then we will come back with some buzz.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Choose meetup locations and keep a contact list. Build a kit with food and water. Don't forget your pets. Keep extra medicine on hand, make copies of key documents, and keep them somewhere safe. Stay informed, learn about local hazards, and sign up for alerts. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
The SpongeBob Musical on the Warner Stage July 29th to August 13th. Enjoy this dynamic musical with your favorite characters from Bikini Bottom. Tickets on sale now at warnertheater.org.
All right, let's see here now. Some shows to mention. Landmark Community Theater has announced their upcoming production of The Rocky Horror Show. It's going to run October 6th through October 28th. And they have some special performance times, so make sure you go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org to find out all about that. If you've never seen it before, keep in mind that it does deal with some rather salacious topics, so probably not one to bring the kids to, but a fun, fun show, gotta say. Phoenix Stage Company has announced a comedy cabaret called The Bright Side of Life. That's going to be happening August 11th and 12th over at the Phoenix Stage Company facility in scenic Oakville, Connecticut. You can check out phoenixstagecompany.org to find out more about that. TheaterWorks New Milford is closing out its run of Pippin tonight, August 5th. There could be some tickets left. I don't know. Go to theaterworks.us to find out more about that. And the Warner Theater is in the middle of its run of the SpongeBob Musical. That's running now through August 13th. Saw it last weekend. It was so fun. It's great summer entertainment, I must say. Check out warnertheater.org for more on that. Some auditions to mention. Landmark Community Theater has announced some additional auditions for the Rocky Horror Show. They are auditioning actors for Brad and Rocky only, those two parts. It's going to be happening tomorrow, August 6th, from 2:30 to 4 over at the Thomaston Opera House. Go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org to find out more about that. And the Warner Theater has announced auditions for Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. That's going to be happening August 27th and 28th. Both nights, 7 p.m., by appointment only. Go to warnertheater.org to find out more and schedule your appointment. And that's the buzz for this morning here on Backstage. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we'll be back with more music from the great Rachel York.
Hey, everybody, it's your old pal SpongeBob, and you're invited to the SpongeBob musical at the Warner Theater with me, Patrick, Sandy, and all your Bikini Bottom friends. With original music by David Bowie, Cyndi Lauper, Sarah Bareilles, John Legend, Lady Antebellum, and more, it'll be the best day ever! Nah!
The SpongeBob musical, July 29th through August 13th at Torrington's historic Warner Theater. Sponsored by Torrington Savings Bank and FM 97.3 WCBG. Get your tickets now at warnertheater.org.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG. And as I've been mentioning this morning, it is Rachel York's birthday on Monday. Great performer, TV, film, and a lot of Broadway. So great person to feature here on Backstage this morning. After putting it together, Rachel York rolled into another production that featured Julie Andrews. She's been around Julie Andrews a fair amount, apparently. She rolled into something called Victor Victoria, which was a Broadway musical based on the movie of the same name. It's the story of a woman, Victoria, who wants to get into entertainment, but unfortunately she's kind of one of many that can do what she does, and she's not taken very seriously. And then, through a strange turn of events, she ends up becoming a female impersonator. So she's a woman playing a man playing a woman. Yeah, wrap your mind around that one. It's going to take a second. She's a woman pretending to be a man who's dressing in drag. And that's how she becomes a sort of sensation. And it becomes a rather complicated story. There's a gangster involved, an American gangster who falls in love with who he thinks is the female impersonator, which confuses him because he identifies as heterosexual. It gets really, really complicated. Rachel York played the gangster's girlfriend, and it was this like comedic tour de force. She was hilarious, and she was alluring, and she was all the things that she's come to be known as. Yeah, just really, really interesting. So here is Rachel York in the role of, what was her character name? Norma Cassidy, I believe? That's it, Norma Cassidy. And here she is from the original Broadway cast recording of Victor Victoria. We're going to kick things off with The Tango and Paris by Night.
Oh, a tango! Come on, King, tango me!
Sorry, Norma, my tango's a little rusty. But I'll lay 8 to 5. The Count does a great tango.
Oh, yeah, great. Come on, Count. King still thinks you're a dame. Let's show him.
Miss Cassidy.
Thank you.
And there it was, the tango and Paris by Night. From the original Broadway cast recording of Victor Victoria, featuring Rachel York and Julie Andrews. Not really a singing part, but Rachel York can dance like nobody's business. And Julie Andrews, now this was 1995, and Julie Andrews, even in 1995, was still dancing like nobody's business. So the two of them had quite the dance number in that moment. As far as a song from Victor Victoria that features, of course, Rachel York, she has a tremendous song in the second act where she sings the praises of the town she calls home, a little town called Chicago. And, you know, a lot of the movie is set in, the musical is set in Paris, and Rachel York's character enjoys Paris, but really longs for home and the wonderful things that home has to offer. So here she is in the original Broadway cast, along with her girls, singing Chicago, Illinois.
Of London, Paris, Rome, New York, like only they were stylish and unique. But out in the Midwest is the city I love the best. A town so smart, its spelling starts with... C-H-I-C. Chic! Chicago, Illinois is like a shiny toy. The Prairie State is proud to state that it's its pride and joy. The Windy City sweeps you clean off your feet. Pow! Its charm is complete. Pow! They're knocking you flat this way and that on every downtown street. Pow! The White Sox and the Cubs and other sporting clubs make living here a pretty nifty ploy. Sit back on the lake, this is a rare port. Someday they say, we'll have an airport. When they say, hey, I'm too shy, they mean Chicago, Illinois. Not Dubuque, not Des Moines, not even Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
Rachel York and her girls with Chicago, Illinois, from the original Broadway cast recording of Victor Victoria here on Backstage on WZBG. And that note she sings at the end, which sounds very strange, that's a throwback to something earlier in that show where Julie Andrews, in a song called Le Jazz Hot, starts off with this very low note and then sings through one continuous transition up into this very high note. And it was quite impressive, but it also may have ruined Julie Andrews' voice. Because she, unfortunately, during that show, injured her vocal cords and has not really been able to sing for any prolonged time ever since. But anyway, I digress. Look at the time. It's 9:45, which means we should probably talk about the weather. I said we'd talk about the weather. It's a beautiful day today, I gotta say. You know, yesterday was not great, but today is just gorgeous. According to the WZBG Weather Center, today is going to be, again, gorgeous all day. Plenty of sunshine, seasonable temps, low humidity. It's going to be high in the low 80s, but without the humidity, it's not bad at all. Tonight will be clear and dry, great night for sleeping, lows around 60. Tomorrow, Sunday, another beautiful day, plenty of sunshine, nice temperatures, highs in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, mainly clear and dry with lows in the mid-60s. Monday, partly sunny, a bit more humid. The humidity is going to come back, unfortunately. Highs of around 80. Tuesday, turning mostly cloudy, the chance for some showers, highs in the low 80s. And Wednesday, back to sunny and dry weather, highs of around 80. It's right now about 72 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield, and it's gorgeous out there. If you get a chance, get out. Enjoy the nice weather, the low humidity. Be out and about, a little vitamin D, that sunshine, it's good for you. You know, it just is. It just is. So increase your positivity, be out there. Just let nature sort of bring you into a better mood. Just saying. Keeping along here with our focus on Rachel York, who's celebrating her birthday this coming Monday, jumping forward in her Broadway career. You know, after Victor Victoria, she was in The Scarlet Pimpernel, she was in Kiss Me Kate, she was in Anything Goes, she was in Ragtime, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, The Sound of Music at the Hollywood Bowl. She did the national tour of Camelot in 2006 and 2007. She's been all over the country doing different things. But moving more forward into something that she was recorded for, because a lot of these things she came in, but after it had already started, so she wasn't on a lot of those recordings. In 2016... from February to May, she was in the musical Disaster, written by Seth Rudetsky, a longtime Broadway piano player, satellite radio host, and so on and so forth. She appeared with Seth Rudetsky, who was in his show, Adam Pascal, Carrie Butler, Jennifer Simard, among others, Faith Prince, in Disaster, which was a spoof musical about all those 1970s disaster movies, Towering Inferno, Airport, Poseidon Adventure, things like that. And again, it allowed her to showcase her comedy in addition to, of course, her fabulous looks and her amazing singing and dancing ability. It was just great. It was just absolutely great. The whole thing takes place on a ship called the Barracuda, which is a floating casino. And Rachel York plays Jackie, one of the onboard entertainers. And she has a catchphrase. She always is saying, "Hey, hey," which pays off at the end of the show in hilarious fashion. So here's a number from Disaster, the original Broadway cast recording. This is Rachel York with the cast and Saturday Night.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Saturday night, I just can't wait. I gotta
C-U-R-T-A-Y.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Rachel York in the cast with Saturday Night from Disaster. It's such a fun show. It takes a lot of those 70s tunes, the pop tunes of the 70s, and puts them into the show and repurposes them in ways you wouldn't expect. And it's so good. It really is very, very enjoyable. And it works in a smaller space, too. So, you know, again, if you're a theater company looking for something for your season, it can be big, but it can definitely be small as well. So just saying. How about another from Disaster? This is one where Rachel York is paired with Seth Rudetsky, who happened to write the show, by the way, just saying, and singing that classic 70s song Mockingbird. But in a way you wouldn't expect, Seth Rudetsky's character accidentally stumbles into Rachel York's act on board this floating casino, and they have to make things look like all of this was planned. And so they sing Mockingbird. So here it is from Disaster, the original Broadway cast recording, Mockingbird.
Welcome back to the stage, Jackie Noel and this guy.
I don't know any songs.
Make something up. Mock.
Yeah.
Ing.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
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 Stop saying yeah. Just echo me.
Echo.
Mockingbird now.
There you go, a little bit of Mockingbird from Disaster, the musical, here on Backstage on WZBG. And one more. I said earlier that the character of Jackie is always saying, hey, hey. And it's kind of her thing. And the first time she does it, you don't really pay much attention. Just, okay, she had this throwaway line. But then she keeps doing it, and you think to yourself, why? Why does she keep doing this? What's the purpose? It has to pay off somehow, and it does pay off, and it pays off with this number from Disaster, the original Broadway cast recording, doesn't even require an introduction.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave the key. If I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. It took all the strength I had not to fall apart. Kept trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. I spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry.
love with you. And so you felt like dropping in and just expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Go on now, go! Walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with the bite? You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die?
Don't say it.
Hey!
There you go. I Will Survive from Disaster, the musical, here on Backstage on WZBG, the payoff to the character of Jackie always saying, hey, hey. And I'm reminded of when I saw it at the Warner, they did it a few years ago, Lauren Jacob was in the part of Jackie, and she was tremendous, absolutely amazing. And just, you know, a great character. And for Rachel York, it was like, it was a feast. She got to be a dancer and a singer, and she got to be funny and attractive and strong and fragile, and she got to do the whole gamut of things. And there's nothing she can't do, as her talent agent said when he signed her. So we're almost out of time, believe it or not. 9:57. The hour always flies by. So I'm going to leave you with one more from Rachel York because it's her birthday on Monday. But before I do that, I just want to remind everybody, the weather's beautiful. Get out, enjoy it, and increase the positivity, you know? Be good to each other. I was away this past week, during the week. That's why you didn't miss me. You know, I saw some people with short tempers and some people that weren't getting along. And, you know, life's too short to get caught up in the negative. So focus on the positive, you know? Deal with the negative when you have to and try to overcome it and make things better. But spread goodness, you know? That's what I'm all about here on Backstage, positivity, spreading goodness. So just a quick reminder about that. And in the meantime, one more from Rachel York. This is from her recent turn on Broadway in, what was it? What year did, hold on, I lost my notes. Opened on Broadway in 2018 and played for about 6 months. This is Head Over Heels, a jukebox musical with music from the Go-Go's. And Rachel York was in the original cast. So here she is, along with the rest of the cast, singing the classic, Heaven is a Place on Earth. Have a great week, everybody.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.